What do you do when the Supreme Court says no?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
When the Supreme Court opens its new term in October, its only business for that first day is one word, no. It will announce cases it will not hear. For those, no is the final word. When the Supreme Court says no, there is no appeal. Jesus spoke of a coming day when he would be the Supreme Court judge. We find his words in John chapter 5. I assure you, the time is coming when the dead will hear my voice, the voice of the Son of God, and those who listen will live. The Father has life in himself, and he has granted that same life-giving power to his Son. And he has given him authority to judge everyone because he is the Son of Man. Don't be surprised. Indeed, the time is coming when all the dead in their graves will hear the voice of God's Son and they will rise again. Those who have done good will rise to experience eternal life. And those who have continued in evil will rise to experience judgment. Sadly, many people who hear about this coming day just ignore it. They say when and if it comes, they'll take their chances. Others react differently. Those who ponder such love as shown by Jesus for them respond. They gladly accept him as their Savior and Lord.
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.